You're listening to The Wet Spot, hosted by Passion Poet, a safe space for our tears, sweat, and sexuality.
Passionate Words Editing Services is a one-stop shop for all your editorial and authorial needs. We take your book from conception to completion, holding your hand all along the way. We provide manuscript preparation, several levels of editing, book formatting and typesetting, including cover design. And we even assist you in uploading your finished book to Amazon. At Passionate Words, we do believe that words are a writer's currency. Let us help you spend yours wisely. Contact us today on Instagram at passionate.words.editing or by email at passionatewordsediting@gmail.com and let us start you on your journey today. Do you want to become a sponsor of The Wet Spot or to donate to help this Wet Spot go further? Well, here's how you can do it. If you want to become a sponsor of an episode or several episodes, you can hit me up at The Wet Spot Podcast, one word, thewetspotpodcast@gmail.com, and we can discuss how you can become a sponsor. If you want to donate a love offering or some just a gift to the Erotic Empire and The Wet Spot itself, hit me up in my PayPal. Just send something to paypal.me, that's paypal.me/eroticempire, one word, paypal.me/eroticempire, and just give a love donation. I would really appreciate it, and that will help The Wet Spot and The Erotic Empire go so much further. So thank you so much, and let's get wet. Are you ready to get wet? Welcome to The Wet Spot poetry segment. Let my voice touch you in ways that will make you curl and go, Yes, let's get wet. Spread for me. Reading you exposes you and turns me on. My mental voyeurism on high alert as my eyes ravage the pink petals of your pages. I can see you spread wide for me, wantonly. Each word exposing more of you to my greedy nature. My eyes dilate, tongue peeking out as I pant. My desire hardens and stiffens with every sentence. Scraping slowly around synapses, making me shiver with the inner resolve to not release too fast. Wanting to make the mental mindgasms last as long as possible. Until I finally plunge deep within your pleasantries. Pulling the panties off your mind to find the sexy secrets you hide behind the curvature of your signature. And making your poetic phrases my greedy oral fixation until your rhythmic flow dribbles sexily down my shaft as our connection comes to our combined creamy conclusion. Ooh. Baby, spread for me. Welcome to the Wet Spot interview section, where we expertly marry erotica and education. we connect with awesome people who have awesome stories. Let's get wet and get deep. Please excuse the quality of parts of this recording.
Welcome to The Wet Spot. This is Passion Poet for another week, and I have a very special treat for you. I've been following, we've been following each other for a couple of years now. This poet is a real firebrand of erotica. You think I'm hot? You think I'm hot? You need to check out Fernando. He is amazing. And I just want to invite him on the show. Fernando, how you doing? Welcome to The Wet Spot.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure to be able to join The Wet Spot. And I always loved the name from the time you had the Facebook group.
Uh-huh.
So, and everything
was lovely, man. Yes. I've always been a player. I love playing well with words. So for any time, the idea of always being in the wet spot, whoever gets the wet spot. Sometimes thinking about the wet spot is, who gets to sleep in the wet spot? But the wet spot always connotes having had pleasure, having had a good time. So I really like looking forward to, whenever anybody's in the wet spot, I don't want them to be uncomfortable. I want them to have a good time. You know what I mean? So let us start. Just tell the listeners about you, where you come from, where tell us a little bit about you. Let's get started.
Honestly, I got what they call a Southern charm. I'm from the United States, but a country, Southern state called Alabama. Most people know it by the football team. I'm also a military veteran. I got like over 26 years. Mm. That's what I do on my day job. I have toured different countries. I guess everything cool to our Amber Robert. I do know a little bit about the Caribbean because I married a Virgin Island woman.
So, yes.
Yeah, man. But other than that, I love writing poetry. I write urban novels, and I just like reading other people's work. So that's the short version of me. I have toured. I have hosted open mic shows for like over 7 years. I took a break. Mm-hmm. Focus back on my own self, and that's just the short version of my bio.
Yeah. So when we first met, I think your first book was about to come out when we first met. We met on Facebook, and this firebrand of an erotic poet, just came out and then just dropped this whole novel on us. I mean, what got you into erotica? What got you into erotica specifically? Because if I remember correctly, your first EP, your first release of poetry was all Christian based.
And it was. But what a lot of people don't know, I was writing love songs and erotica before I went in retirement, and I started doing spiritual stuff. And like in 2008, I was stationed in Kuwait. Mm. And we started an open mic poetry event in Starbucks, so that for the soldiers and contractors. Well, we was doing it every Sunday. It wasn't ever like four poets at the beginning. So I'm like, man, there's nothing wrong with God. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But I understand it was a business as well. Mm-hmm. So I had to start switching my styles to be like reality, sensual. And, I started switching it up more. A lot of people are like, well, we didn't know you did that. I always did that, mm-hmm. I did it more so they can keep coming back every Sunday because we didn't have that many poets. So that's when they found out I really can do a whole bunch of other stuff.
Mm. Yeah, man. Because when they first saw it, I came from the church too. I was a I had been, and most of anybody who's listening to me from, who hasn't known me very well would be very surprised, might be very surprised to hear that. But I had been in the church for like 33 years before before I left. You know, I mean, I grew up in church and all that, and then it's only I was at 30, I was age 33 when I decided to leave the institutional church. But you know, just like you said, there's nothing wrong with God, and I always bring that up when people sort of like, oh, you being all nasty, you being all like God, the marriage bed is undefiled, and you doing all this stuff, you know, all this stuff out in the open, it should be done for your wife or your husband. I'm like, but God created sex though, like.
And they skip over those chapters in the Bible, man. They just skip over them, man. And I don't understand why.
I don't understand why. Like everybody, stalwarts to the show will know this story is coming. When I first did my first book, this guy came and he wanted to support me, and then the man brought the book back 2 days later, saying to me, "No, he can't keep the book." Long story short, he says he's a Christian and he didn't know what kind of book it was. I was like, "Sir, it got a naked woman on the cover. We really thought it meant what kind of, you know, and then erotic? What kind of book you thought it was?" And secondly, you know, you said you don't like the sexual content, but you got a daughter. Did you get her on eBay? Because obviously you don't know nothing about sex. So did you get her on eBay? Because you don't. I don't get it. Like I see people when I go and I do my books and stuff like that. People literally drop my books like if they're burning them. Like they come, they get all they see books. They're like, "Ooh, books," and they come and then they want to go and they pick it up. Then they realize it's erotica, and then if because I live in Barbados, so 98% of our population is black. So I can't see them blush. But I'm sure if it were white people, you will see them get all red and drop the book and run and scuttle in the other direction. And I'm thinking, like, what the hell? Like, how did you think you got here? Like, I mean, you know, sex is a natural thing, you know? So I don't know. People are just afraid of sex. But this is why, and like I said, this is why I have the wet spot. This is why I frequent you know, shows like yours and shows like dealing with the erotica. Because one, I want to make erotica, for lack of a better word, I don't want to sound like a Trump supporter, but I want to make erotica great again. I want me, yeah, I had to use it, but I want to, but seriously, I want erotica to be normal. I'm not saying to, I mean, I'm not saying to be all out there with your sexuality if that's not what you want, but you should allow yourself to be sensual and allow other people to be sensual as well, right?
Yeah. And you know what's funny, man? I'm gonna tell you. Everybody that's not Black, Caribbean, African origin, like white folks, they're afraid of erotica side. Like I was watching Netflix and I was watching TV with a series called Sex Life. And I found out it was based off a woman book.
Oh,
You
really?
know, yeah, man, and she stayed like in Georgia, which is like one state over me. And I was just following her. I was like, wow, man. Look at the support she's getting from other authors, and like I went to a place one time in Philadelphia that's in the States, and they had an open mic, and I'm probably the only Black dude there, but they embraced it fully, man. So I'm like, man, get on board, man. Be like, it's an art form, you know.
It
And
is.
don't take a while, man, for them to get caught up, I guess, man. But
Well,
I don't stop doing what you're doing, though.
yes, well, thank you. Because I mean, it's true. I do. One of my favorite authors is a white lady called Natalie M. Catalano. Catalano, her books, she has. I actually stopped buying her books just because I think I ran out of money. I need to go and see what else she has left. But like her books are like really edgy. They're not urban fiction, because obviously urban fiction is usually with black people, but her books are really, really edgy. Her books are like the first three books are called the Black Ink trilogy, and it is like this hard, muscular, sort of like a alpha male type dude named some Black is his last name. But the sex scenes in those in that book, like I remember I was married at the time when I was reading this book, and this book made me wake my wife up and fuck, because I mean the sex scene just was so hot. Like So that is the kind of thing that I like to do, and that's why I try to engender when I write. And for sure, I know the same thing happens when you write, because the words and the images and the rhythm and everything, when you spit something, it's literally fire, bro. I mean, honestly, all y'all people listening to me, I know that y'all like to listen to me 99% of the time because of my voice, right? And because y'all living in the US, it's like, oh, is the Caribbean accent and stuff like that. I get you, but I want when we can get to a place where I hope we can get to a place we can get some spitting, some words spitting from Fernando, but we can get there. I just want you to listen. I want you to hear. All right. I hyping him up for him. I am his hype man right now. He on my show, so I hyping him up, because when he spit, I expect, you understand that y'all, this is Barbados has been, look, today is wet. Okay. You in Georgia, I don't know. I know it's winter most of the time over there. I don't know how cold or how hot it is where you are, right? But I in the tropics, and we don't have snow, but today wet. Today is wet. So if Mother Nature is wet, why should not we make some women wet today? What do you think?
Yeah, man.
You understand? My yes, the if it's one thing I love is to have people respond to poetry. When people when I hear the sighs, and when I hear them reacting, and it allows, I said I want to give them the ability, I want to give them the space, as I say all the time, to be sensual, and I want my words to help do that. What how I well based on I know this because of our conversation, so I want you to tell the audience, the reason for the Culinarians Corner, and the reason for what you alluded to it just now. You alluded to the fact that white people are embracing the sex and the erotica, and you want to put you're creating a space for black people and black authors to get out there as well and get our work noticed by people and experienced by people other than our immediate circle.
But I'm not gonna neglect other origin or race. Anybody write erotica, I'm bringing them with me. So that created my Instagram spot. It was just a play around show. I was just gonna be bored late at night one day, and now it's taken off a little bit. I don't know how big it's gonna get, but I'm gonna keep reading people books and interview them. I do have a white author slash doctor that wrote a book. I'm gonna bring her on the show, an older lady, and I'm just gonna try to have fun and open up the doors for everything. First, start off just being urban authors, but we don't get the love. But at the same time, I want people to be excited when I bring you to the show. So I said, man, let me get some people that are gonna be really, really excited. So I'm going to keep people that grateful and honored to be a part of something, So, but I'm
Yeah, I mean, it's good because we all need to stick together, you know what I mean? We all need to stick together. It has been said that erotica is a multi-million dollar industry, right? And so why is it that we, like I've written I've written Make It Rain. I mean, I have my books of poetry, but my novel, Make It Rain, honestly, I ain't gonna lie, I love that book. And to me, the sales are not where they should be, because I know that people who've read it said that it, and these are their words, not mine, that the book rivals somebody like Zane or somebody like Eric Jerome Dickey. So I'm like, well, damn, if you, the reader, are putting me up there with those stalwarts, and and this is my first novel, like how much more, could it get? But you need to have people who give people the space to explore. Just like, some people like a brand of cereal, for example, and they spend their entire life eating this cereal. They don't try anything else. They don't try anything new, So we have to find a way of encouraging people to try new things. Tell the people about the books that you have.
I did a three book series. I always tell people the first book is called The Poetic Whore. I didn't know anything about being an author. I just know I started a mini series with Carmel the Poet on Facebook like in 2011. And I was so anxious to finish the book. And I started writing and I took a break and I said, you know what? I got to finish this book. And I didn't know anything. I didn't know how the editing, the publishing, I didn't know anything. I spent a lot of money too on what could have got done with other people. But I put the book out there saying, I always tell people that's my testimony book. My editor fired me. I said, well, I'm just going to put the book out there anyway. Who cares? I ain't going to do another book again. And feedback from a raw, gritty book that wasn't even finished editing was so good that it was better than the books that were editing, because people love just the grammar and the ebonics in it. And I was like, wow, man. So I started writing better, but y'all like the old fashioned me. It ended up becoming a series. It was about a poet that ran an escort service. And he's dating this Hispanic woman that's full of drama. And once she started one thing, just a trickling effect of drama and mayhem. And the book just followed through. It got poetry in there with the guys at the club spitting. But it's more like an action book and very sensual and erotic.
I will admit to you, I don't think I've admitted it to you, but I think that book was one of my inspirations for my own, because yeah, because I think Poetic Horror came out before Make It Rain did, and Make It Rain has similar connotations. Make It Rain is also about well, he doesn't run an escort service, but he is a whore. And he definitely is a he's a poet. He's a poet who is very sensual, and he and for those who are interested, he sleeps with one of his fans, one of the groupies, and gets her pregnant. So mine goes in a completely different direction to his book, but for sure I can tell you the idea of, well, first, people always say write what you know. So I know about being a performer, so I wrote about that. But the influence of some of the influence feeding into mine came off of reading The Poetic Whore. And I agree with you. I'm an editor now, right? I'm an editor now. That's what I do for a living. But for sure, I can tell you that I loved that rawness, that edginess of that first book. I actually have to get the others. I think I have book two. I have to get book three for sure. I'm not gonna, but for sure, The Poetic Horror definitely was a great book to read for me, and it was an inspiration, something that I only know thinking back about it. Now that you explain that, it's like, you know what? This really was a like a underscoring theme of my book as well. So yeah, it was an inspiration.
Oh man, that's but I always tell people we can be great writers, But I tell our friends and family that we will always sell more books than we get reviews.
That's true. Unfortunate, but that's true.
They have to create a fake Amazon name. But get on there and start leaving us reviews and sharing this stuff, because that's the only way we're going to sell more books. I tell people all the time, they laugh at me. I said, if I had 1,000 books, if I had 1,000 people to leave me some reviews, I'd give them away all free.
Yeah, exactly. I understand, you know. It is like pulling teeth to get reviews. It is like, and look, I think if I go right now, I think the most reviewed book on my thing is probably Make It Rain. Might be like, it got like, all of them are 5-star reviews, by the way, but you got like 17 reviews, and I got a book like Seduction. Seduction's been out since 2015, and Seduction got 7 reviews, seven reviews. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with y'all? Just review the book. You like the books. You love the poetry. I know you do, because you tell me so. Put it on Amazon. Review the book so that other people will want to buy it as well, because most people don't want to buy a book or buy any product that doesn't have a review.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I can suggest for you, I don't know how often y'all have book fairs in Barbados, but you know, in the States, they always got different types of events. I don't know if they're doing it now because of COVID. Mm-hmm. Definitely some you want to keep your eyes out for, like book expos and start going there. And that way you can reach a whole different fan base.
Well, that's true, but I find Barbados and the Caribbean are, like I say, they seem to be, they try to be conservative, or just show off to being conservative in public. So like, when I, like, that's why I talked about carrying my books to book fairs and stuff like that. We do have a couple, we have had a couple over the years. I have put my books out there, but you know, it doesn't do as well as what I think works for me. And actually I'm contemplating this very, very seriously now. But what works for me is my voice. Like people are saying that all the time. So what I wanted to do, what I started working on in like 2013 was, at the time, would have been a poetic CD. Now, with the advent of streaming, I would have to just, you know, put it on Spotify or something. But I really think that it's time for me to put words to do what you did, because I know you did one, you know, that Christian based one that I know about. I don't know if you did any more since then, but for sure I'm thinking to myself, this is a way that I can get my voice heard and get my words out there. I've been thinking also about reading Make It Rain and recording it. You know, so those are some of the things that I'm thinking I should do.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you'll do well with it. While we was talking, I ended up sending you like some stateside book expos and things that, you know, take you to the show. I put it in your Facebook, DM. Like, yeah. I said, I went for one. It was mind blowing.
Well, I have to get my visa again, because I haven't been to the States in over 10 years. So I have to get my visa again. I have to renew my passport and get my visa again. So prayer to the erotic gods for me, because you know, the US has a penchant for like, oh, they're just denying access for visas. So
but you can also do start back doing the erotic poetry shows once the COVID is lifted a little bit. And when you can, you know, being at your own event, you know, or either have somebody vending your books, and that'll help out too.
The entertainment sector of Barbados is only within weeks, only days actually, gotten the go ahead to start back. To start shows and stuff again. So we've been on lockdown from well, not lockdown, lockdown, but the entertainment sector has not been allowed to work. So in the entertainment sector, hosting shows, all that stuff, that has been on lockdown for nearly 2 years, a year for sure, almost a whole year. Is, from the time our things started spiking, from the time COVID hit and we started spiking, we had a lockdown after lockdown, and all the other industries were allowed to reopen, but they would not really, because I think last year, what was called a super spreader came from an event, or they used the event as a scapegoat. So because because of that, the powers that be seems to have shut off, they shut off the entertainment sector. But think about it this way. We entertain you when you were home on COVID on lockdown and can't go nowhere. So you turn to the internet and you go to the our Instagram live, and our Instagram lives are entertaining you. But now the world of work is back. People are working, and many, 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 many people and many entertainers have not had an opportunity to work in nearly 2 years, But yet you were allowed, you consume our content, but you don't want to pay us any money.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know, man. It is anyway. We've been talking a whole, we veer off on, other topics and that stuff. But I know people here want to hear poetry, want to hear, want to get into some sexy talk. So, like, as I said, it's been a wet morning here in Barbados, and I, I'm thinking I want people to leave this place and get and either go and find somebody to fuck, turn over and fuck the person next to them. Or even have some self-love. I want us to come off with drop some poetry on these people and get us something to really, really feel, really, really feel hot and heavy on a cold morning, on a wet morning. So for just hit us with something, man. Give us a couple pieces, one or two, and let's just get this, because we start going off onto all sorts of different topics, and I don't want my audience to be like, oh man, I was expecting something else and I get bored. No, so we if you're still here, don't be bored. We turning back up this fire right now. So yes, sir, just hit us with some poetry, man.
Gotcha. I want to taste you. Is that all right? Tasting everything that makes you alive. If you were a cat, I'll eat your 9 lives plus your afterlife. Fold you like yesterday clothes, sucking at your soul, inhaling your perfume, placing your scent under my nose where my mustache used to be. That way, when I step outside, the wind will blow the scent of your memories. I'm going to mess up your hair, and I'll pay to get it fixed. Only you promise to let me uproot the stubbles from your pelvic before I penetrate your stem. Hold still, because I want to use this tongue to reach your G spot. Push everything in my mouth you got. I want to eat you to sleep, feel your heartbeat, touch your heartbeat, create so much unity that before I leave thee, my tongue will know the day and time of your period next week. I am a fucking cunnilingus. The way I eat, I should be a damn genius. Because E equals MC squared actually means eating equal multiple orgasm whenever I place my mouth there. I just want to make you feel good. It's that. All right. And I'm in the mood to try different positions as I watch you beg for submission. When was the last time he ate you out till you blacked out? I want to take you there tonight, sucking on your breasts, fingering your holes. I'm the reason why the ozone has a hole. Tonight is all about you. This has been long overdue. Allow me to wash your pussy like my tongue has been dipped in shampoo. Murder me, drown me, twerk your face all over me. Do whatever you can to come because I want to make you happy. Is that our rights. I want to get on all fours while I continue to slur, eating from the back and leg. You know, my tongue is breaking and entering as I attack. Now, fuck my face, let me catch a headache from the pounding and beating. There's no pain that will stop me from eating. No cramps or soreness. I'm energized to suck the sight out of your damn eyes. I won't stop because I want you to remember this night is this. All right, now roll over, watch me throw your legs to the headboard and watch this tongue jump in and out of your pussy like it was connected to a bungee cord. Going in, and you can't scream or move because I'm going to swallow your vocal cords and break down your spinal cords. Now let me tongue fuck you while you're in the buck. I'm going all in. You shall come again and again. I'm flickering this tongue with your fingers and licking you in between. I'm picking up the pace and best believe I love the way you taste. I think I need this more than you because making you calm on my tongue is getting me small. I want to taste you, blow out one of my own damn lungs. Now we have the perfect rhythm and the climax is ready to explode. I feel you coming, but I'm ready to taste your load. You release your juice all over me tonight. Now I know you are glad that I asked for a simple taste. Is that all right? And
peace. Yo. You see what you're talking about? Anyhow, no, I don't usually do this. But listening to him got me ready to read a piece too. So I asked him for ease, it's my show, but I saying, you know what I mean, this is all about him, so I want to steal from his shine, but this here got me thinking about out to lunch. I just want to share my thoughts with you. Can I? I'm thinking you would look delicious spread out for me to sample, like a delectable buffet of desire dancing on my palate. I'm thinking tasting you would be an experience akin to drawing in the deep essence of a ruby red wine and feeling it dance with joy as flavor copulates with tongue effervescently, so I can truly become one with you. I'm thinking I wouldn't want to miss juicy thoughts as I take your pearl and swirl slowly, sucking seductively, like I'm thinking that I don't want to miss the honey that be dripping down to my waiting lips as I sit at the table and dine. I'm thinking I'll be slipping effortlessly between your folds as I unfold you, successfully combining lusty fervor with gentlemanly behavior. I'm thinking being intimately introduced to your southern beauty orally is fucking fantastic. I'm sinking deeper into my meal as I hear you moan and squeal out your pleasure. I measure out the portions I allow myself. I can't overeat. Gluttony is still a sin, right? I'm thinking it's time for me to start cooking, so that we can both enjoy our meal when I start eating. That's that piece.
That's amazing, man. I love it.
Yeah, boy, you talk about my favorite subject. Eating pussy is my favorite subject. So I'm just saying, I just had to drop a piece up in there. What happens when you, how do you feel when you perform? How do you, when you're on stage and you're seeing or hearing people responding to you? And listen to me, people, I talk about when I'm watching videos, I see it's almost Michael Jackson, like, you know, when you see Michael Jackson on stage and women fainting and that kind of shit. Yeah, that's be happening when this man talking, right? So how does that make you feel when you see somebody reacting the way you want them to a piece like that?
Oh man, it makes me feel good. I'm writing something they can take home with, you know. I'm all about creating curiosity and visions, you know, that they be like, man, can this guy really do all that? Cadence of your delivery, and you got people giving you feedback like, yeah, go ahead, rewind it. I can't, hey, give us some more. It just cranks me up, man, on a whole nother level, man. And I just love it. I'll stay there all night if I could. They won't. It doesn't have to be a quiet room. I got one person. I'll take that.
It's true. It's true. And that is the measure of a true artist who you don't have to have like a million people. You got that one person in that room, you're gonna do the fuck out to that one person. You're gonna be performing the hell out of that piece just for that one person, because that one person got to leave there and go to somebody else and say, I just had the most intense orgasm ever just listening to this man speak. So I totally get you, B. I remember one time I was performing a piece, and honestly, there was not much reaction from the crowd. I was freaking out inside. I was thinking, oh shit, I'm not doing this right. Until I spoke to a friend afterwards. He said, no, you can see it from where you were on stage, but I was in the audience. I was in the audience when I saw this woman sitting right next to me, lapping her legs, like squeezing her thighs together, and like trying very desperately to stay still, because if she didn't, she would catch an orgasm right there on the floor, and she trying to be composed. So she's like, so my friend was saying, you can't see from all the way up there, but I am sitting right next to her, and I can feel her body trembling right next to me. You are doing a good job. You know what I mean? So sometimes it's not just the the big explosive it's not the big explosive reaction that you expect, but every time you speak, something happens. So, man, I live for it. I live for it, man. I live for it. I live for it. What is next for you? What do you have planned going forward?
I'm gonna try to finish this fourth novel, man. I can do it. I should be criticizing my own self. Part of myself, but really need to try to have it out by June.
Well,
My plan, man, to try to do this novel and just knock it out.
I mean, here, shameless plug. Again, it's my show, so shameless plug. I do it for a living now, actually editing and helping people with their books. So if you want me to help, if you want me to give a look at it, you can talk about that as well. You know what I mean? Give you the editing, and give you whatever help you whatever assistance you need to help get the book out faster. Because I find personally that I do a lot more of that than my own writing. I like coming outside and reading pe other people's work and helping them to shine. To Paul, one of the things that I used to say in my for the Passionate Words editing services was that we polish your prose to perfection. You know, trying to find a tagline. So I mean, hey, that's just putting that out there. When you're ready to, if you want somebody to help look it over, if you ain't got somebody already, I will definitely do we could definitely talk about it.
Oh, no problem, man. I definitely appreciate that, man.
Yeah, so like I said, it is amazing having this having you on the show. Like I said, I've been a fan, and when he says that he likes people's work, right? He's not lying. When you go on his Facebook, when you go on, when we were on Facebook a lot more a couple years ago, I realized most people, some people still use Facebook, but Instagram is seems to be the end thing now. But Facebook, right? When you go on Facebook and you he and he if he would be reading, I think it was a couple years ago that you had a personal goal of reading 1,000 poems. I think it was 1,000 poems in a year. And when he saw when he reads a poem from a somebody that he likes, he would take that snippet. Just this, a snippet, and post it on his Facebook, and he had it numbered. I was like, the man numbering the things like number 365. Like, I mean, so like every time he likes something, he would make sure and show the world what he likes and why he likes it. And I mean, I remember that. So he's not lying when he said he wants to support, and he is a lover of poetry, and he's a lover of the erotica, and he's a lover of words. He ain't laying. And when he says he wants to support, he is putting his hands, his mouth, he's putting everything where the money is and just doing the work. Because there are a lot of people who say, yeah, I can help. Yeah, I can do this. Yeah, I can do that. And then they don't do anything. But from years ago, if he likes something, I swear, I'm sure he's still putting those things out there, you know, and it is amazing to have that fire and that drive, not just for yourself, but for other people, because we need to, like I said earlier, we need to stick together, you know, we need to stick together. It is a large subsection of the writing world, but it is marginalized because of what it is. The main society, although they use sex for everything, right? Although they use sex for everything. You want to buy a car, put a woman with scanty clothes on. You want to buy this, but there's nothing wrong with certain things, but sex by itself is made so taboo that people feel uncomfortable with it. And I love that you are one of the people who are like me, wants to take the stigma away from sex and give people the joy of sex back. You know, the joy of erotica, the joy of words.
Yes, indeed, man.
All right, so we're going to be wrapping up just now. What I want you to do is, if you've got one more piece, if you want to drop another piece, just want to leave the women wet, and then you can end off. You can tell them how to find you, what are you doing, you know, where to find you on social media, where they could get your books, all that kind of good stuff.
Okay, man. I don't wet them up enough. I'm gonna slow it down a little bit. Give them a nice little something, man. A little centipede. They don't know I do as well.
All right.
So, you know something. It's called Play Something For Me. She said, play something for me. Make my body go insane. I want the sound to penetrate my brain. I want you to blow something that will make me shiver and shake. I want the sound waves to vibrate between my thighs. She said, blow me, baby, please blow me. So I parted my lips and played My Heart Will Go On by Kenny G, the theme for the Titanic, because this woman said she wanted to get down. As I fiddled the keys and my lip touched the tip, I closed my eyes and felt the air from her lips. I stopped and she said, baby, please continue. I got back into the groove and lit my lips like LL, because I'm about to blow like hell, well, until my lips swell. I closed my eyes and once again I heard my pants unzip, but I kept blowing. That she told me not to stop. I must admit, it was my first time and my head and heart started to drop. You see, I played the hell out of that song, but I wasn't the only one that was performing, because I felt my sax gearing up to play his own song. I continued to slap the tip of my saxophone while this beautiful woman, this red dress, was starting to sip the tip of my sax. So I played, and she suddenly stopped. She said, when I tap your leg, I want you to switch gears, because I want to make sure I stroke every note. A bit lump entered my throat. I said, okay, baby, you can lead. Started to play and she tapped my leg for a little tempo. So what came next were wrecks and effects, and she shouted, yes, you making me wet. So I played that sax, and all of a sudden my hips started to unify with her lips. I was blowing the sax and she was whipping her head back and forth. I was in the zone, doing the old school dance, the onion and all, bouncing my hips around while she fondled my balls. I played with these keys and she kept seducing me. If this was a dream, you better not wake me. I never performed like this before, and I was hitting every note, but nothing compared to this woman, her musical throat. She tapped my leg. I knew she was thirsty for more, so I hit her with earth, wind, and fire. And after the love was gone, the woman played so good that she had tears coming down my eyes, but I refused to stop playing. So she started to bob slow and smooth to this beautiful song. But I knew it wasn't going to be long before I started coming home. She tapped my leg one last time, and I was close to getting mine. So I blew Caribbean Queen, because Billy Ocean were going to have both of us ready to scream. So I blew, she blew. I played, she played. She tap my leg and both our lips spread, and I hit her with Mr. Gay, because she was the yin and I was the yang. So I played Mercy, Mercy Me. And this woman penetrated my deepest spot, had me sweating. And after the last note, I was drained, but still halfway sane. She stood up and said, thanks for playing. But I was speechless, couldn't say a word. So I just played. I had the time of my life. That's that piece.
Whoa. Look, look, look. Not yet. All right. All right. I ain't got no more to say. I ain't got no more to say. Like, literally, I was just sitting out there with my eyes closed listening to that piece. Like, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. So, Fernando, thank you so much for being a part of the Wet Spot. You are welcome to come back at any time. Thank you again for being such an amazing friend, an amazing encouragement to me. And like I said, I don't think I ever told you that, but definitely have been an encouragement to me, and for sure an encouragement to the writing and erotic fraternity. How can people find you online?
On Instagram, the name is spelled FLENARDO. Facebook, I have a Gemini 7 page, GEMINI with the number 7. I have a website, freaknardo.com. That's FREKNARDO.com. Those are three main handlers, man, that they can find me.
Right, right. Well, definitely check him out, support him, buy the books, and you know, whatever else he is going to do, just follow him, because like I said, if you like my poetry, you will definitely love his. So this has been Passion Poet. This has been another episode of The Wet Spot. We will be, by the time you hear this, I think Christmas would have gone, because yeah, it's gonna be Boxing Day. Just know it's going to be on, so we're going to release this on Sunday. So when you hear this, by the time you hear this, Christmas would have been gone. But I'm giving you a blessed Christmas, happy new year. Just be freaky, you understand? Plan for next year and freak the hell out to next year. Whatever you want to do, just be unapologetic and go and do it. You want to go and, you know, want to do a threesome, want to go and do a foursome, want to do an orgy, do you, because next, the last 2 years has proven that we don't have anything put down. You cannot say, let's wait until X time and do this. So whatever you want to do, do it now. You understand? Do it now. I just lost my uncle. My uncle's funeral was 2 days ago. I thought I had time. You understand? He was supposed to come back to Barbados from Jacksonville for us to have drinks and just chill out, because I haven't seen him in a couple of years. And he's gone. So my suggestion to you is do what you want to do. Do it now. Do not stop. Do not be very unapologetic about your life. That's one of the things Fernando and I encourage in our poetry, because we basically say what you want to say. We do with our words what you would love to do in person. So we're just encouraging you to just take some of that energy and fuck the shit out of 2022, because it's been shit. We've had 2020 and 2021 have fucked us without lube for the last 2 years. So it's time to give as we get. Yeah. So enough of that. I done being on my horse, I done being on my soapbox. But like I said, Fernando, thank you so much for being here, and we will chat. Right. So this has been Passion Poet. Thank you again for another week. We out.
Peace.
Okay. So let me.
This has been another episode of The Wet Spot. I am your host, Passion Poet. You can contact us at thewetspotpodcast@gmail.com. That's the wet with two T's spotpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can check us out on our Instagram page, the.wet. The two T's, the.spot.podcast. I know it's a mouthful. I'll say it again. the.wet2t's.spot.podcast. That's our Instagram page. If you wish, you can contact me, Bajan Passion Poet, on Instagram at Bajan.PassionPoet, at Bajan, Bajan dot Passion Poet on Instagram. Thank you once again for being a part of our show. See you next time. Let's get wet.